With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ahead of this weekend's U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan,
Gulf state Kuwait has accused Iran of launching drone attacks despite the ceasefire in the Iran war. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has denied the claim. The Kuwaiti statement comes as President Donald Trump has cast doubt on the effectiveness of the two-week ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has offered a potential boost to peace efforts by approving direct talks with Lebanon. The government in Beirut has not yet responded. Talks between the U.S. and Iran have been expected this weekend in Islamabad, Pakistan. I'm Charles de Letesma.
The First Lady sets the record straight.
I have never had any knowledge of Epstein abuse of his victims.
First Lady Melania Trump saying she's been the victim of a smear campaign trying to falsely link her to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island.
She held a news conference denouncing the rumors, innuendo, and falsehoods. This is homecoming day for the Artemis II astronauts following their historic lunar mission, their journey around the far side of the moon. The four space travelers on track to splash down off the coast of Southern California. Their capsule will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere at a blistering 24,000 miles per hour, slowing to just 19 miles per hour at splashdown in the Pacific off San Diego. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned mixed. The Dow futures down 31 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 22 points higher. S&P futures up 2 points. This is SRN News. The Canadian Navy is flying a new flag.
Observers say late last month, the naval base in Halifax flew the transgender pride flag from its flagpole in honor of the Transgender Day of Visibility. This reportedly caught even some members of the Navy off guard, one telling LifeSiteNews.com, quote, "I was shocked." The Canadian Armed Forces has released a statement saying that recognizing the courage of transgender people can help create a welcoming and respectful environment for all. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Pakistani man has pleaded guilty to a terrorism charge, admitting that he planned to use automatic weapons to kill Jewish people at a Brooklyn center. Muhammad Khan told lawmen that he answered a call from ISIS to kill Jewish people by plotting to attack the center in October of 2024. He entered the plea in Manhattan federal court this week, over 18 months after he was brought to the United States from Canada. This is SRN News. The Postal Office Service is struggling financially, and that's impacting the service's employees.
The U.S. Postal Service has decided to temporarily suspend its contributions to federal employees' retirement system annuities. This move is aimed at preserving cash and liquidity amid a severe financial crisis. Officials warn the USPS could run out of cash by February 2027. The Postal Service also hopes to increase postage rates, including raising the price of a first-class mail forever stamp. Keith Peters, Washington.
A federal judge has ruled the Defense Department is violating his recent order to restore reporters' access to the Pentagon. Earlier this month, the judge ruled the Pentagon's new credential policy violates journalists' constitutional rights to free speech and due process. The New York Times went to court challenging the new policy. More details at SRNNews.com.